Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
More signs that gangs aren't really ransacking stores. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We've been covering the lack of evidence in the common narrative that organized thieves are ransacking retail in America. The latest development, the National Retail Federation has retracted a report about inventory losses related to, quote, flash mob thefts after finding that incorrect data was used. Marketplace's Nova Safo has been looking into this.
Yeah, David, this is a lesson in statistics, not always telling the full story. Sometimes we really need to take numbers with a grain of salt. In this case, we've been hearing over and over again from retailers themselves even that organized thefts have gone way up, violence is up, and for some, that's led to store closures. Well, it turns out, with the exception of a few big cities, really there isn't much there. The National Retail Federation has retracted its claim that nearly half of the $95 billion in inventory losses in 2021 was caused by organized retail crime. That's their term. It turns out that claim, the nearly half statistic, it was often cited by news organizations, was not thoroughly vetted, and it's actually not totally clear where that statistic came from.
So what do we reliably know about retail theft in recent years in America?
Well, we know what's in the crime statistics, so reported crime, and that comes from Washington, D.C. think tank called the Council on Criminal Justice. It found that when you look at the most recent data, there really isn't much to say outside of New York City, which is, of course, densely populated. So a spike there, which has occurred, has skewed the national data. But outside of that, theft involving multiple people is exceedingly rare in this country, David.
All right, Nova Safo, thank you. It's been a long night's journey into day for European Union negotiators working in a marathon session to come up with pioneering new safety rules for artificial intelligence. Reuters, citing unnamed sources familiar with the talks in Brussels, says a provisional deal has been framed, but consensus has not been found yet on biometric surveillance or making software source code accessible to researchers and regulators. Reuters reports moments of tension with a drinks machine breaking down and not enough food and coffee. The EU is trying to nail this down this week or would have to ramp up again in the new year. The EU wants to lead the US and China on regulating potentially dangerous AI. It could be 2 years before any of this becomes law. Hollywood performers have voted to accept the deal worked out between their union, SAG-AFTRA, and studios and streamers. A key piece of this were rules for using artificial intelligence to render artificial performances and who gets paid when AI is used. Actors remain worried about AI, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
AI already does a lot in Hollywood. It dubs films into other languages. It made Harrison Ford young again in the latest Indiana Jones movie.
But I've been looking for this all my life.
Actors have been looking for rules. Rules around digital replicas of themselves. Those rules boil down to two things.
Informed consent and fair compensation.
Duncan Crabtree Ireland is National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for SAG-AFTRA, the union representing actors. If a studio makes a digital copy of an actor, or even uses parts of an actor's appearance in a digital replica, they have to get permission.
Going forward, our members have an explicit right to grant or withhold their consent from the creation of any kind of digital replica, and to make sure that if they do agree to it, they get paid fairly.
But these rules did not get unanimous support among actors. Abraham Ravid is professor of finance at Yeshiva University.
The reason is that they did not achieve a complete ban on synthetic performers.
Synthetic performers, actors that are completely made up by AI, that would act instead of real actors.
In the long run, it probably will be a lot cheaper to do these kinds of movies relative to, you know, paying Tom Cruise tens of millions of dollars to act.
On the other hand, he says audiences like to see their favorite actors actually act. While not banned, the union has to be notified if a studio is going to use a synthetic actor and possibly bargain for compensation, if compensation makes sense. But in any case, we are not there yet.
The technology is not so advanced yet that you could put a synthetic performer to star in a movie.
Sarah Moses is a partner in entertainment litigation at law firm Manat, Phelps & Phillips.
So some of this stuff from the SAG agreement is kind of preemptive.
And she says the technology is moving so fast and there is enough ambiguity in the contract for plenty of litigation and renegotiation when it is up for renewal in just 2.5 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Members of the Group of Seven big economies have announced a ban on diamond imports from Russia as they broaden sanctions given Russia's war on Ukraine. The phased embargo will extend through 2024. Leanna Byrne, Marketplace BBC, reports from the UK.
The G7, a group of seven powerful countries, which includes the US, Canada and France, has decided that from January 1st, there will be a complete ban on Russian diamond imports. This is a strategic move aimed at curbing one of Russia's vital exports that has so far escaped the grip of Western sanctions. And how it's going to work is in stages. First, there will be a ban on non-industrial diamond imports from Russia at the start of 2024. That will extend to a ban on stones processed in third countries by March 1st. Then in September, the G7 nations are going to implement a comprehensive traceability system for rough diamonds. The EU has been toying with the idea of banning Russian diamonds, but its proposal has been held up by Belgium over concerns it could harm Antwerp, the global centre of the diamond industry. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
On Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl later today, we'll get an update on an Arizona community that has run into trouble trucking in its water. It's part of our How We Survive project. You can go to the Marketplace website and stream that program if you miss it on the air later today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.